What about leadership makes it one of the hardest yet most rewarding jobs in society? And why is it important that we must not only be strategic with our leadership, but also have a core of honor and integrity in all that we do? Hello, and welcome back to Stoic Spirituality, a podcast where I look through, analyze, and dissect various thoughts, quotes, and books that I've read throughout the last few years. My name is Juggin, and I'm a student of the human experience, trying to spread some knowledge out to the rest of the world. So, in previous episodes, we discussed about the idea of strategic patience, how ego plays a part in pretty much everything that we do, debilitating our ability to be patient, debilitating our ability to be kind, empathetic, understanding. So many positive qualities are blunted by ego. And so usually we set the stage of ego's deleterious or negative effects in the stage of our own individual self and our own individual, small scale interactions per se. However, a lot of times, ego has a much larger impact when you're in a position of power, when you have the ability to influence and make change. And leadership, in my eyes, is not only about the title. It's about the responsibility that you are given with said title. And that means that you don't have to have the power or the title for you to be considered a leader. You can be someone who is, quote unquote, on the lower end of the totem pole, and you can still be a leader, because in the end, a lot of power and authority is not really what is given to you by the title, but it is also what you take. Something you can try as an experiment is if you walk forcefully or purposefully toward a destination, you're less likely to be stopped by people. But the more slowly, calmly, leisurely, the more lost you look, the more often people are going to ask you, "Do you know where you're going? Are you okay? Is everything all right?" So when we think about leadership, it's pretty much that. By taking the power and by taking leadership and accountability, you move things forward on your terms. And while it is important to be strategic with your leadership, what I want to focus more on this episode is about the idea of honor and integrity in being a leader. And so I find this episode pertinent to myself because over the last few years, I have found myself stepping into more leadership adjacent roles where a lot of the work I do has been leading and facilitating and being like the kind of manager per se of different initiatives, both at work and even throughout my own home personal friends and other people as well. So I find it important to discuss the idea of leadership and how it's important to stay integrous in order to ensure that all you do is for the benefit of all and not for the benefit of your ego. And as other podcast episodes in previous weeks, we're going to discuss some barriers first, ways we can find ourselves tripping up on our ability to be authentic leaders, maybe through ego distractions, fear of failure, seeking approval, or lack of purpose. And then after that, we'll go into the benefits and what we can do to be strategic leaders. May it be leading by example, using quotes from the Stormlight Archive in order to bolster this, staying focused on what is important, and ensuring that we cultivate empathy in all that we do. And as we begin, ask yourself, when was the last time you not only led with authenticity, but when was the last time you also maybe felt yourself faltering from that goal? And as you think about this kind of blend of these questions where you found yourself leading with authenticity and the results that came from it, and where you found yourself leading inauthentically and what came out of that. Strap in and let's get started. So, authentic leadership demands integrity. It demands honor. It doesn't require it, but it demands it. But we have barriers like our distractions, our ego, and all of these various other facets that disable our ability to be stoic and spiritual in our overall growth toward clarity. And so, first one is my personal favorite, Ego. Ego seeks power over service. Ego wants to be in control. It wants to have the feeling of the title as opposed to the actual responsibilities that come with it. And it chooses to take benefit from controlling all the outcomes and like being so the center of everything that it cannot handle feedback, it cannot handle pushback, it cannot handle other perspectives. Ego seeks that power over the real reason for being a leader is being entrusted with the responsibility to guide an organization in the right direction. And this hunger for power, this hunger to control everything that the ego has, does the next worst thing, which is it fuels distraction and it pulls us away from our focus. So when you think about a leader, you want to consider that they have a goal, a purpose, or kind of a motive behind a lot of their actions. And this motive is advancing the organization's goals and advancing maybe even goals of the project they're given that they are leading. However, things like drama, things like distractions, or things that may seem like they're important in the moment when you consider the bigger picture matter nothing, all of these scatter the ability for a leader to focus. What ends up happening is we leaders are so tied up in the minutiae that they lose track of the overall initiative that they're doing. For example, there have been cases where in leading a project, there have been emails or notifications I've received that would throw me off my balance for like a couple hours or so as I'd consider how to solve the solution or consider what this new update is. And then I'd always have to bring myself back to the overall picture, the bigger picture and the overall focus. But even then, I still find myself being like sidetracked by distractions every so often that almost in a sense hamper me from reaching the overall purpose and goal of any project I've been given. So focus of the bigger picture is an important facet for a leader. But what happens when you have scattered focus is that it deepens almost in a sense our fear of failure. Because we've been tied down so much by the little minutiae, things that are happening that push us back or cause problems for us, that we start getting a fear of failure, a fear of inaction. Because we are so afraid of making a mistake that causes a minor bit of feedback. A lot of leadership requires bold decisions, taking steps in the right direction or even forward. And by having distractions, ego, without this fear of complete control, rather with this fear of complete control that we have, we are afraid to then make bold decisions, and then we even start looking for approval. We start looking for everyone's opinion to be in congruence or in alignment with what we want to do, and we lose track of the bigger picture in our eyes. Because the one person that you may need to seek approval from, or from the organization's standpoint, from our own like authenticity and integrity, we may be selected to choose a certain path, or we may decide upon a certain path. But our seeking of approval from people whose opinions, to be honest, may not matter beyond a certain point, or even in the long run, or maybe even they're speaking for their own interests. By seeking this kind of approval that has been derived from this fear of failure and our fear of acting, and instead relying upon everyone else's decisions, we allow ourselves to not think for ourselves, and you potentially advance agendas that may be harmful to us in the long term. And it comes back to this whole idea of the lack of purpose. Because in all that we do, may it be in leadership or in life, there should be some kind of a purpose behind it. It can be anything as simple as relaxing by doom scrolling. It can be anything as powerful as going to run every single day to run for a marathon, things like that. All that we do should have a purpose behind it. And this is far more impactful in a position of being a leader, because when you're in a position of leadership, your lack of purpose has a deleterious impact on the entire organization. So by having a lack of purpose fueled by all of these factors we discussed, you not only affect your own peace of mind, but you also cloud the ability for the entire organization to move forward or the entire project to move forward. However, now that we have all of these kinds of illustrations of what happens with indecisiveness, there's also the alternative, which leans back into our previous episode on strategic patience. A lot of leaders, in order to compensate for indecision in certain fields, will do the opposite, where they overcorrect or are super impatient in other places, where they think that doing an action, regardless of what the action is, can result in people seeing us as doing the right thing or doing something. However, this impatience that we create or craft rushes and creates choices that are more painful for us in the long term. It creates more flawed choices where we do something for the sake of doing something without being patient and allowing events to unfold by themselves. And what ends up happening is people who want to show what they're like, that they're doing something, more often than not tend to have a sense of ego, and with this ego comes a resistance to feedback. And so not only are certain leaders super impatient and want to do something for the sake of doing something, their ego doesn't allow them to take feedback. And their resistance to feedback blocks growth. And in the end, you kind of have someone who is standing on a house of cards, where a gust of wind can blow down the entire set, along with your honor, integrity, and your leadership ability. So, as we've kind of discussed, the kind of two ways that a leader can not be authentic, it's not only by being indecisive, but it's also by being decisive for the wrong reasons. Where one person acts for the sake of acting, while one person is afraid of acting because of a lack of clear purpose. And which is why leadership is not an easy thing to do. Because if you go too far in one direction, you find yourself creating a little shell behind yourself, resistant to feedback, and always acting out or overcorrecting and trying to do something for the sake of doing something. And there's the opposite end, where you're almost afraid to act because you're afraid of you have a fear of failure, of a fear of backlash, of a fear of just simply being distracted. And your lack of purpose that comes from all of this clouds your ability to act in any direction. And so while these are two kind of philosophical concepts, simply certain actions, like having a lack of routine, a lack of reflection, or just general self-doubt in all that you do, can hamper your ability to have resolve in your decisions. It can disrupt the consistency that is required for a leader when they show up every single day, and it can obscure what really matters to you in the long run, in the case of reflection, where you have spent so much time either acting for the wrong reasons or being afraid to act because of your distractions that have clouded your overall ability, that you stand on one precipice or the other, unwilling to jump to either end or jumping too much too far without knowing the distance that you're jumping. And why I think reflection is the most important facet of this entire discussion on barriers is that a lot of us have made these mistakes, myself included, where we've been too indecisive or been too decisive for the wrong reasons. And the present moment always gives us another chance to reflect, understand our true values, and move forward again in the right direction. And while a lot of us don't have that ability, by simply allowing ourselves to take a breath, even 2 seconds, to take a step back and ask ourselves why we're doing what we're doing or why we're not doing anything, those 2 seconds are far more powerful than the many hours we spent not acting or acting in the wrong direction. Those 2 seconds that give us space to understand or think about what we want to do or why we're doing what we're doing will make a far larger impact on our actual decision than the actual hours we spent agonizing over a decision or not acting at all. So now that we've discussed the idea of the lack of reflection, the ego seeking, the indecisiveness, or the too decisiveness for the wrong reasons, let's discuss some positive strategies or some ways we can leverage authentic leadership. Because in my eyes, I see this as not only a stoic, but also a spiritual way of guiding others around you. Because a leader is not someone who makes decisions, but is also a guide, a mentor, someone who moves people in the right direction or in a positive direction. And that requires integrity, selflessness, and leader's own purpose. So one of my favorite quotes from the Stormlight Archive is that someone has to act and someone has to do the right thing because it is the right thing. And if no one starts, then no one else can follow. And so I use this for myself as a relative North Star, where I like to challenge things, where I like to do things that I wouldn't normally be comfortable doing, because I know that if I do this, not only is there a chance for me to become more open to it, but there are other people that may pick up maybe a couple things here and there. Because not only is fear contagious, but courage is contagious, and so is discipline. So by leading by example and acting with duty and honor, not only do you set the standard for yourself to be far higher than it was before, you also allow people the chance to observe you and act with honor and duty themselves. However, there is a facet to this. When you act with duty and honor, you must act without attaching yourself to outcomes, without attaching yourself to everyone else's approval. Because at that point, if you act with this quote-unquote duty, that's just ego at that point. Where you're asking yourself to act for the sake of acting so other people can notice that and like have a higher opinion of you at that point. When you act, you should act with the knowledge that you're acting for what you think is the right path, not for everyone else's opinion of you choosing the right path. A lot of material possessions in life, a lot of people don't like having per se, but it's rather they like to have the feeling of having such an object. Think of it that way. You should act for an action, not for the feeling of having done an action. And so, from leading with example, we also have to serve others selflessly, without ego. We live in a world, especially when you're a lot of listeners of this podcast, live in a world where we're kind of ruled by this corporate kind of self, where everyone has their own agenda, everyone has their own like thing they need to do or thing they want to accomplish. But by serving others selflessly, even in the smallest of things, you allow yourself to give yourself room to expand this ability to act selflessly and even leverage it as a potential leader in the future. This is way easier said than done. It's super easy to say serve others selflessly, but in the end, when there is a cost to you, it is also very difficult for us to do that, myself included. But at least even in the small things, we can be selfless. Because in the end, a lot of these large things, a lot of these big things that we are expected to do in our roles are expectations and requirements. But what sets apart good leaders from great leaders, or even bad leaders from great leaders, is the little things. By serving others selflessly, doing things and not being afraid to do things that you would consider quote-unquote beneath you, you show yourself as an authentic leader. Again, tying back to the idea of doing things for the sake of doing them, not for everyone else's approval or viewage of you as a holy person or a good person. The next thing in leadership that I consider to be highly important is key priorities. So when we discussed how distractions, little things that don't matter in the long run, can cloud our overall judgment, by having the ability to pierce the mist, veil, or clouds that surround a lot of our daily, like overall day-to-days or to-dos, we stay focused on what's important, advance the interests that are important, and stay focused on the overall purpose behind our actions and our role. This is followed by books like Deep Work that asks you to stay super focused, or Ikigai, which asks you about your overall purpose. Aligning your leadership with your purpose and your key priorities allows you to not only kind of push away other distractions, not only by identifying them, but also by pushing them away, but you also allow your time to be dedicated to what is most important at any given point. When you think of leadership and when you think of organizational decisions, we don't think of it in terms of days or months, or days or weeks rather. We think of it in terms of months, quarters, and years, and 5 years as an extension. And by staying focused on these key priorities on a yearly or quarterly scale, we not only deflect away things that don't matter as much, but we are so focused and gunned in on what's important that we cannot be distracted easily. And so now that we've discussed how our mindset should be through acting with honor and integrity, acting selflessly and having that as our mindset, and staying focused on our key priorities, there are also important traits to have in leaders in terms of action. Primarily, acting decisively with courage. Previously in this episode, we discussed the pain and struggle that can come when we act for the wrong reasons or we choose not to act. But by acting decisively, having thought through the entire plan, and using courage as our primary factor, we build trust and we allow ourselves to guide others to the solutions they seek. Napoleon, through many of his campaigns, would spend multiple days locked up in a room studying maps, studying tactics, studying strategy. And as soon as he came out, he would know the plan from beginning to end. He would be able to predict exactly where the treaty would be signed, the like dispositions of the people who were signing it, and how the battle would act and take place. While this required his reflection and time, as soon as he was on the battle, he was acting. He had the courage, he had the strategy, and he had the ability to act without any sort of second choices or second guessing. And so now we have acting down. The kind of last piece that I want to discuss in this episode is reflection. Reflection as a leader, as we discussed previously, is highly important to ensure that you reflect on your values, reflect on your actions, and ensure that they are in alignment with who you want to be as a person. Because more often than not, we may have intentions to be honorable, but sometimes our actions cannot be as such. May it be intentional or unintentional. But by reflecting and aligning all of what we do with our actions, our values, and who we want to be as a person, not only do we stay grounded in all that we do, we allow ourselves to improve upon current methodologies that we are taking on. And we also allow ourselves to build up new ones. And so by reading, reflecting, journaling, you allow yourself to cultivate better qualities, sharpen the ones you already have, and disintegrate those that are not useful to you later. So, thank you so much for listening to this episode on the idea of authentic leadership. I find this trait something I've had to work on a lot recently, and something that I didn't really know existed so much so until I came across books that taught me about it or found experiences that demanded me to become more of an authentic leader. When I was in college and previously, I led a lot of few organizations, few clubs. And while I wasn't an authentic leader per se, I was building myself up to it. And I feel like I'm still building myself up every single day to become someone that is better than they were yesterday. But by using these kinds of values, not only will I benefit from this, but I hope that you as listeners can benefit in finding not only what can hamper our ability to be leaders, but also what we can use and leverage and weaponize in order to become better leaders. And this is not a destination, it is a journey. By leading authentically, you not only build up others to be more authentic in themselves, but you also find yourself reflecting and being more proud of who you are today and have hope for the next person you can be tomorrow. So through this episode, we explored authentic leadership. In the next episode, I think that I want to discuss the idea of inner clarity and potentially think about ideas related to other subjects, such as purposeful effort. So tune in. And if you like this content, feel free to drop me a follow at Stoic Spirituality on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. And feel free to drop me a follow on whichever platform you listen to this podcast on. Thank you so much for listening, and see you guys next time.